We just heard Jesus tell us that familiar parable about a master who is away at a wedding feast. And Jesus is telling of this story. He focuses on those who await the master's return. They have received their instructions, and they are expected to carry them out. The servants do not know when the master will return. They wait and make preparations and act in accord with his will, and they are ready. If we put ourselves in place of these servants, with Jesus as our master, here we will find the good news. For being ready for Jesus' second coming is less about an actual time and place, and more about what each of us choose to do while we wait on this earth. My sisters and brothers, we too have been chosen and given instructions and commandments, and there is no time to waste in preparing and participating in God's kingdom. Through the grace of baptism, each of us has been grafted into Christ, giving us, as wisdom said in our first reading, a faith, sure knowledge of the oaths in which we put our faith. This is a faith which is a realization of what is hoped for, redemption in Jesus Christ, the gift of everlasting life and eternal happiness. It is this faith that gives us the desire, as it gave Abraham, to obey God's call and the courage to journey wherever God has prepared for us to go. At the end of the Lord's Prayer at Mass, we pray, "Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, that by the help of your mercy, we may always be free of sin as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ." Together, we ask for deliverance from the power of evil for the whole church and for all God's children. And so with prayer and action, let us prepare ourselves and one another for the return of our Master. Let us do whatever it takes and whatever it means individually for each of us to sell our belongings and give alms, to guard our loins and light our lamps. Let us know God's will and follow it faithfully. Let us keep his commandments and do this by the power and strength given to us by God's grace, so that we may rejoice with all the angels and saints when the Son of Man comes in glory at the end of time. May God's blessings be with you today and throughout the week ahead.